Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation facing a potentially great dilemma. What do you do if it turns out that the evidence is correct, that the assumptions of the declarations, particularly by Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, are correct, that the Wuhan virus, that the COVID-19 virus didn't just emerge because somebody ate a bat somewhere. It was leaked from a Chinese, potentially germ warfare laboratory. What does America do then? Well, somebody who has thought about exactly that kind of question, because, number one, it was his job as a brigadier general in the United States Army, as someone who served briefly as Under Secretary of Defense for Policy from November in 2020 till January of this year, but also someone who is a distinguished novelist with a series of best-selling novels. General Tata has a new novel called Chasing the Lion, which could hardly be more topical. Information about the book is posted on our website. The book is about a very deadly pathogen that is created by evil America haters in Iran. But what if that it turns out that there was some kind of massive cover-up concerning a germ warfare laboratory in China? General Tata, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Michael, it's my pleasure, and thank you for that gracious introduction.
Well, and congratulations on Chasing the Lion. It is released today. Today is the official release date, and people can find out about it at our website. Does it make a substantial difference to the United States if COVID-19 came from a lab in China?
I think it does. You know, you think about it that this was a weapon of mass destruction, and I think that the media has been woefully inadequate and not inadequate. They've been irresponsible in their coverage of this, because anything that was hurtful to Trump or they would prop up, anything that was helpful to Trump they would cover up, and so. This, you know, China is a competitor. They're, you know, frankly, an enemy to our nation, because they are in every facet trying to compete against us in a way, all the way up to military competition. And, you know, chembio is a form of warfare, and certainly all the other things that they do, such as cyber domain and the hacking that goes on from China as well as other nations. So when you think about this, if they accidentally shot a nuke at us and killed 600,000 people, you know, that would be interpreted as an act of war. Well, there's not much difference if they accidentally developed this in a lab and then not so accidentally didn't shut down travel, didn't alert the rest of the world, and created a global pandemic. You know, it could have been a lab accident, but it was no accident from the moment that they knew how deadly this thing was. Every step they took was to hide information, was to be the most helpful to themselves and most harmful to every other nation in the world. And that's you know, criminal. That is an act of war, in my interpretation.
So the right reaction, if you were still at the Pentagon and you were advising President Trump during the last weeks of his presidency, but if you were at the Pentagon now and you were advising President Biden, what would you urge him to do about this, and what do you expect he will do about this?
Yeah, Yeah, so that's a great question, Michael. Thank you. I would urge the President of the United States to place the interests of the United States and her citizens first, and to leverage every element of national power, whether that's financial, economic, information, diplomatic, and to some degree military, to build a coalition to drill into this, because this affected every country in the world, and understand what happened, get to the truth of it, get to the bottom of it, and then prevent that from happening again. Set up whatever necessary international protocols are required to have a better alert system, to have a better safety protocols. You know, if Fauci actually approved and funded these gain-of-function tests, that it appears that he did, and did not put in place, commensurate protocols for safety, to think through, well, what if something like the COVID virus gets, there's an accident, gets into the wild, then that's highly irresponsible as well. And Dr. Fauci has a lot to answer for there. So, it would require also a drill into our own, protocols from Center for Disease Control all the way up into the infectious disease, director where Fauci, has been, leading. And so that's what I would advise Biden to do. International coalition, going after the truth in China, and, a wholesale, drill down into CDC and Fauci and all those actions with a real honest assessment of mistakes that were made. Now, what I believe will happen is none of that, because there is no interest, from the Democrat side, to get to the truth of what happened, because it became to them, a political battering ram to, beat down the gates of power. And now they're in power, and so they don't want that story to unfold at all. And, at the end of the day, what you've got is this disease that killed, virus that killed millions of people worldwide and over 600,000 Americans and counting, there's no accountability. And not only is there no accountability, just look at what happened with the media when Trump stopped all the travel from China, and he gets called racist, xenophobic, and all that. And then Biden stops all the travel from India, and, it's applauded as a wise move. And that tells you everything you need to know. There's no press anymore. They're all operatives lobbying for one agenda or another. And that's a real dangerous position for us to be, because what it does, Russia sees that, China sees that, all of our Iran sees that. They know how divided we are. They know the role that our press plays in dividing our country. And that is almost as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than the COVID virus.
We're speaking with General A.J. Tata. He is the author of Chasing the Lion, published today. It is a novel about a new president, a female president, who is about to be sworn in, and the inauguration is threatened. General Tata, can you stay with us for a few moments more? Because I had another question. Thank you.
Sure, absolutely.
Let me pose the question right now, because this couldn't be more topical, and you couldn't be in a better position to answer it. You were in the Pentagon, and you were serving as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy on January 6th, 2021. One of the reasons the New York Times, part of that media establishment that you're not so admiring of, said that one of the unanswered questions that we need a commission to answer is, how did the Pentagon blow not having the National Guard or commensurate force there to deal with the threat on that January 6, 2021? We will get to that and more with the author of Chasing the Lion, General A.J. Tata, coming right up on the MedVet Show. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show. It's a true honor to speak to General Anthony Tata. He is a retired general in the U.S. Army. His last tour of duty was in Afghanistan in 2007, where he earned the Combat Action Badge and the Bronze Star. He is the best-selling author of the Captain Jake Mohegan and Threat series, and his most recent book, published today, about abuse of chemical and biological warfare by an Iranian Right now we have potential abuse by the Chinese. His book is called, it's a novel, Chasing the Lion. And I had just asked a really obnoxious question, but I couldn't resist, because General Tata was at the Pentagon at the time of the January 6th riot in the Capitol building. And I don't say insurrection because I don't believe that it was, but it was a riot. And the New York Times says that there were five questions that now will never be answered because we're not going to have a bipartisan commission authorized by the House but not authorized by the Senate, et cetera, et cetera. Question number two, and I'll just tell you exactly what they asked, that they believe we'll now never have an answer, is why did it take hours for the D.C. National Guard to receive approval to deploy to the Capitol to fight off the mob? And they answer that officials in the Capitol Security and in the Defense Department, which presumably would have included you, have given conflicting statements about what really happened. So what really happened that the public should know, General Tata?
Thanks, Michael, for that. And just to be clear, as the acting undersecretary was currently at that time performing the duties of the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, I was in Saudi Arabia on official business with the Ambassador Abizaid. We had a meeting with Khalid bin Salman to discuss an agreement between our two countries, one that was very beneficial to the United States and to Saudi Arabia. And so I was not there on January 6th, but I had participated in calls prior to that, and certainly after that, talked with the acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller. Chris Miller, who was the acting SecDef at the time, has testified before the House at length. And so anybody who wants answers to that question can just go look at his testimony. And so it's the New York Times, again, just fanning the flames and not being accurate about, what transpired. Miller has testified, and he's on the record with a very detailed blow-by-blow account. At the larger level, about a week before I left that Saturday before January 6th, had conversations with folks about National Guard, and the mayor, Bowser, had said she didn't feel like there was real need right at the moment, and it's the job of the D.C. police and the Capitol police security folks to dial in that request, and the Secretary of the Army is the "quote unquote" governor of D.C. for deployment of National Guard purposes, because only governors can deploy them unless you federalize them, which was not being considered. So, and then you look back to the infamous Lafayette Park incident, where the National Guard was out in droves, and of course the media just beat President Trump over the head. Said that the National Guard was unnecessary, despite the fact that, they were rioting and burning, right across the street from White House, but the church was on fire. So again, this is the media shaping, policy, right? So the reaction was to, have the National Guard several blocks away, so we didn't give the idea of a militarized area. And if you recall, there were lots of conspiracy theories out there about how the military was going to rise up and take over and all that. And which obviously that was just a conspiracy theory. And So, yeah, it put policymakers in a really difficult decision on a spot to how close do you position the National Guard? The National Guard, their first function is not to be police. Their logistics, their support, and so it's really just intellectually dishonest on behalf of these journalists, operatives, to say that, you know, it took hours and you know, it was all, if people start pointing fingers when things don't go exactly how you want them to go, and of course nothing went right that day, and it was, you know, not a good day, and so everybody's blaming everybody else. But if you want the accurate, true and accurate description of what happened, Chris Miller testified under oath before the House and laid out blow by blow what happened that day, and you had a lot of good people making very challenging decisions. You know, if they had been, I don't care, you could add 1,000 National Guard there and they wouldn't have stopped that crowd unless you wanted to have a Kent State or something like that happen. And so it was a really challenging time for those decision makers, the acting Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of the Army, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, all good people trying to do the right thing. But of course, that doesn't sell. What sells is that, they were incompetent or they were, part of a conspiracy or whatever. And that's what, sells newspapers. And that's the only goal of the New York Times. It's not to get anything right. It's to sell newspapers.
So just in the very limited time we have with us, you don't regret the fact that we apparently are not going to have a bipartisan national commission investigating this matter?
Well, I just don't think that A, it would be bipartisan, and B, it would be any kind of a commission. What it would be is kind of like the Mueller thing, which was clearly a sham, which was clearly an opportunity to just beat Trump up for 2 or 3 years and prolong it out. And so it would be used as a political tool to shape the 2022 elections and 2024 elections.
General Tata, I appreciate your contributions and your answers. The book Chasing the Lion is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, a work of fiction, but with elements of the world affairs that you will need to confront. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One firefighter is dead and another is wounded following a shooting at a Los Angeles County Fire Department station. The shooting occurring this morning, and KABC-TV is reporting the suspect is believed to be a disgruntled employee. His home is now on fire, and it's believed that he also took his own life. President Biden met with some surviving victims of the Tulsa race massacre that happened 100 years ago. Biden also delivering remarks commemorating the 100th anniversary of the massacre. When it comes to closing the racial wealth gap between African Americans and whites, former HUD director Ben Carson tells Fox News,
"Well, it was a topic of much discussion during the previous administration, and I think we made a lot of progress. You know, I don't think that it really does any good to sit there and say we did better than you did.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, check out the special offer that we have going on right now for a book bundle of my hardcover book, God's Hand on America. It's personally inscribed and signed by the author. That would be me. The subtitle, Divine Providence in the Modern Era. Plus, there's a full audio book, every word, every chapter, all of the 12 amazing stories that really defy imagination when you try to write them off as simply coincidences. Those stories are there. They're told in an audio book, and you get the audio book plus an MP3 player to hear it with, all available at a budget price at MedvedHistoryStore.com. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. And one of the aspects of our current history is the focus on racial issues and racial matters. And certainly somebody who has had tremendous success and gained tremendous influence, and his work, his books, his pamphlets, his articles are used very regularly in what's called anti-racist education. In fact, he has a best-selling book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. Ibram X. Kendi was at a recent event on anti-racism, and he was asked a crucial question by an audience member to try to define the term racism. Here's what that exchange sounded like. Listen.
You talked about the importance of defining racism, but unless I missed it, which is possible, I didn't hear your definition. Is there one that you would offer us? Like, how do you define racism?
Sure. So racism, I would define it as a collection of racist policies that lead to racial inequity that are substantiated by racist ideas. Sure. A collection of racist policies that lead to racial inequity that are substantiated by racist ideas. And anti-racism is a pretty simple using the same terms. Anti-racism is a collection of anti-racist policies leading to racial, anybody want to take a guess? equity that are substantiated by anti-racist ideas.
Okay, how that is one of the most feeble definitions imaginable. Just to give you a sense of perspective, the dictionary does a much better job. The dictionary, which you're going to look up in a moment, they say racism, prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against a person or people on the basis of their membership in a particular racial or ethnic group. And then they give a second definition. The belief that different races possess distinct characteristics, abilities, or qualities, especially so as to distinguish them as inferior or superior to one another. And look, I do believe that the very heart of racism is the idea of unequal, discriminatory treatment based solely upon race. And boy, is there an example of that that is just mind-bending and jaw-dropping. In a tremendously long but utterly compelling article in, yep, you guessed it, the New York Times. No, I'm not kidding. There's a piece by a wonderful writer who I'd never read before named Sarah Viren. The title is The Genealogy of a Lie. And the subheading says, more than a decade ago, one of the nation's most prominent Native American scholars was exposed for having faked her ancestry. But that wasn't the end of the story. Okay, the end of the story is she exposes how unbelievably common it is at our most prestigious universities to have people who claim that they are Native American, who have no background, none, are not members of any enrolled tribe. They do not have enrollment in any tribe. And when you try to do research into their background, going back great-grandfather, great-great-grandmother, all the way back, nothing. They are white, European ancestry. And she focuses on this one very famous professor who is still working, even though she's been exposed. And she even had her book canceled because it was supposed to be a book edited by and featuring Native American writers. Her name is Andrea Smith. And she is one of only dozens of people that she writes about here. And there is one statistic that is just mind-boggling. No, it's truly, truly amazing and ought to be alarming to anybody who really despises racism. She speaks to Kim Tallbear, who's a Wahapatupim Oyate professor at the University of Alberta in Canada, who said she was scared at first to sign a 2015 open letter against this fraud. And a fraud like Rachel Dolezal, you remember her. A fraud like Ward Churchill, who was known as Chief Standing Eagle. And that was because, as one of the people, one of the tribes he claimed membership in, said he was so full of beep that he couldn't fly. Okay, so this Kim Tallbear says, it just felt like we needed to recognize the pervasiveness of the problem. There are so many fakes, hundreds of them in academia. And in fact, she spoke to a reporter at the Detroit News who did a story way back in 1992. Okay, so we're talking 30 years ago. And 30 years ago, they had a long piece about thousands of students who misrepresent themselves to gain entrance and scholarships to U.S. universities, costing real American Indians access to higher education. It was accompanied by a shorter piece about similar lies by Native Americans who identified themselves as members of the faculty. Of the 1,500 university educators listed as Native American, Bill Cross, who helped found the American Indian Alaska Native Professors Association, said, we're looking realistically at only one-third of them actually being Indians. Think about what that means. people lying and lying repeatedly and flagrantly. And they begin with a story. Do you remember there was a woman who claimed that she was a black Latina and she wasn't? She had grown up in a Jewish home. She had all Jewish ancestry. She didn't even speak any kind of convincing Spanish. And she had an academic position in New York. Her name was Krug. Look, this thing is not just a disgrace for the people who are perpetrating these lies. It shows how sick the whole system is. Does it make any sense at all to give someone a job based upon either a lie or the truth about his background? It's un-American. If someone does a good job at teaching Native American studies, Indian history, history of the indigenous people, why should someone be preferred who has that background, who has that DNA, who can come out testing, taking 23andMe, and it turns out, unlike Elizabeth Warren, he or she actually has some Indian background. There's another story about this, and it's a story about Hollywood that I want to share with you, because as far as Hollywood's concerned, it's Tinseltown. It's the dream factory. But here, you're talking about universities. The story about Hollywood, one of the most famous Indians in America, the crying chief. Who am I talking about? Iron Eyes Cody. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show. I mentioned before the Hollywood actor, and he was somebody who worked in movies for about 50 years and very successful playing supporting roles. He was active in Hollywood between 1927, started in silent films, and then continued working till 1987. And he died in 1999 at the age of 94. His stage name, his Hollywood name, was Iron Eyes Cody. And he is one of those guys who always played an Indian, and usually an Indian chief. And, in fact, he dressed as an Indian. And on formal occasions, like he would go to weddings or funerals, and yes, bar mitzvahs, it's Hollywood, and he would be full headdress. He was a Cherokee. Apparently one of the senior chiefs of the Cherokee tribe. And Iron Eyes Cody became involved in what is perhaps the most celebrated public service announcement in American history in the 1970s. There was a Keep America Beautiful campaign, and it was on a very good cause, a cause that I embrace wholeheartedly. It was against litter, and it showed, kept flashing back to Iron Eyes Cody crying. You could see the tears forming on his eyes, and he was crying about the landscape, of course, that all chiefs and all Cherokees and all leading Indians honor and cherish. And you look at his Roland movies. His Roland movies, his character is identified as Indian chief, first Indian chief, Crazy Horse, Santana Apache chief, Crazy Foot, Medicine Man Number One, Standing Bear, Chief St. Cloud, Indian Copy Boy, Chief Yellowstone, Chief Iron Eyes, that's his name, Iron Eyes Cody, Little Eagle, War Eagle, and he was in films with John Wayne, all kinds of people. It turns out that even though he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with his Indian Iron Eyes Cody, and he wasn't Indian. Both his parents were born in Italy, where the Indian population is very small. He was Italian-American, even though he swore to the opposite and continued this in person. Okay, but look, this is a guy who playing movies, appearing on TV shows. His real name, Iron Eyes Cody, was Espera Oscar de Corti. And there's no question about his ancestry. But, okay, fine. The thing is that certainly, given the fact that he began in the 1920s, when they still were just a few years away from actually using blackface to have a black presence in films, white actors who would have heavy makeup. That was part of what D.W. Griffith used in Birth of a Nation, was white people pretending they're black. Okay, but yes, it's embarrassing, and I don't wish ill to Iron Eyes Cody or to his family or anything of that sort. But it's so much more serious when you're talking about academics and the world of academia. And this amazing article, which I think would persuade anyone who thinks that affirmative action is important, who thinks it's important to try to promote people based upon their underrepresented background. How about promoting people, especially when talking about jobs, how about promoting them based upon their ability to do the job? And of course there are Indians who can do a job, but of course it might be a nice thing if somebody could talk about his or her Indian background. But this is like, it's a nice thing and an appropriate thing if you have somebody who's going to be teaching a class on the Vietnam War, if somebody had an experience as an officer in the war. There's a very famous American academic who actually did serve in the Army but never went to Vietnam, who taught a class for years on the Vietnam War and had never actually been there, and he sprinkled it with descriptions of his own service. It's just wrong to apply that same kind of principle to encourage liars regarding their background. And there's a story in this article about a colleague whose name is Kau Anui, who is native Hawaiian. She's indigenous Hawaiian. She's also an academic. And she was working on this book with Andrea Smith, who's this great imposter. And her sister is an imposter, too, apparently, both claiming to be Cherokees, and they're not, because they have very careful records at that tribal nation. In any event, she eventually, Kaunaunui, could no longer suspend her disbelief. She called Smith and asked her directly how she knew she was Cherokee, and especially Oklahoma Cherokee. Smith said she didn't know. Kaunaunui then asked her who her mother's grandparents were, and she said she had no idea. She said her mom didn't know either. How can her parents both be Cherokee if you tell me that your mother doesn't know who her grandparents are? Kaunaunui asked. Smith was crying by then, but Kaunaunui couldn't let it go. I had been so fed up, she told me. That's the author of this piece, Sarah Viren. I was really interrogating her. There's no other word for it. I was grilling her, and she just kept saying, I don't know, I don't know. She was whimpering like a dog, like an injured animal. It was awful. It was a horrible phone call. I was crying, and she was crying. And I said, you are basically telling me that you don't even have a lineal descendancy claim. You've got nothing. After that conversation, the book project fell apart. It was originally conceived as a project written and edited solely by Native American women. It had been almost ready to go to press, but when it became clear that Smith wasn't going to step down as one of the editors, Kaunaunui pulled out. Okay, and then by the fall of 2008, Smith had a new job as an associate professor of cultural studies at the University of California, Riverside, and it turned her attention to a different book project called Theorizing Native Studies with the Mohawk scholar Audra Simpson. It turns out lies, lies, lies. And how un-American can you possibly be when the lies you're talking about have to do with your ancestry? Where the whole idea of being an American is starting over. And that American, that new person. Well, there's an American star with a French mother. Her father is John Voight. Her name is Angelina Jolie. And she's actually pretty good in a new movie that's streaming all over the place and in theaters. It's called Those Who Wish Me Dead. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Angelina Jolie plays a fearless smoke jumper in Montana who has to rescue and protect a preteen boy on the run for mobsters who have already killed his father. In the tense and hyper-violent Those Who Wish Me Dead, in theaters and on HBO Max.
My dad said, if anything happened, I should find someone I can trust. Are you someone I can trust?
Well, you can trust the narrative skill of director Taylor Sheridan and the top-drawer acting of Angelina Jolie, along with a supporting cast including Nicholas Holt as one of the killers and even Tyler Perry turning up as a crime boss. The plot is boss. Preposterous, and some of the many brutal confrontations and narrow escapes seem more contrived than convincing. But the fast-moving action works on a visceral level. It's rated R, of course, for skillful, vivid, bloody brutality from beginning to end. 2.5 stars for the strange but watchable Those Who Wish Me Dead. And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking of strange but watchable, there's apparently a conflict between those in a new morning consult poll. 52% of U.S. workers say they agree employees should be allowed to freely express their political opinions at work. 75% also say that personal political views do not belong in the workplace. How does that coexist? Who's right? We'll also talk next time about Waterfront Park in Seattle. It's costing close to $1 billion. That's what's going to go in where they took down the viaduct. And it should be beautiful. It should be a great enhancement to the city. But you didn't know it's also going to solve racism. They're announcing how. We will explain that next time on the Medved Show. And we will also take a look at one of the key elements that is going to determine the future of the Republican Party. Does it have a future? You bet it does. That and more coming up next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.